This is a CHLY and CVOX news update. The writ dropped on Sunday, March 23rd, launching Canada into its next federal election period, ending the anticipation for local party candidates in North Island Powell River. This is the first federal election following the redistribution of federal electoral districts that took place in 2022. And one notable difference for the North Island Powell River riding is the addition of East Courtney, shifting the boundary line to include all neighborhoods east of the Courtney River. Another change this election period for North Island Powell River is that current NDP MP Rachel Blaney will not seek election again after serving the riding for nearly 10 years. She said in a press release March 27th that she looks back on this time with, quote, immense gratitude and pride, and that, quote, it has been an honor to serve as the representative of this region. CHLY and CVOX spoke to candidates in the North Island Powell River riding to hear how they are feeling going into the election. First to respond was the NDP's new candidate, Tennille Johnson, who said she has been eager to start campaigning.
I'm excited. I'm feeling great. I'm a planner at heart, so kind of waiting. The waiting period for the writ drop was something else. So I was super excited when it was finally official, so that we could all just get started and get moving with it. I think a lot of people have been kind of anxiously awaiting the election and that same decision as to when it was going to happen. So it was almost like a sigh of relief, and then let's get going.
Also quick to reply was the Green Party candidate Jessica Wegg, another first-time candidate who also says she is excited.
I am feeling excited. I'm excited for Canadians to have this opportunity to vote at such a crucial time, especially when we can see just how important it is for citizens to participate in the democratic process.
Liberal Party candidate Jennifer Lash is also running for the first time and is excited about the conversations she has been having with community members so far.
I'm feeling so energized and excited because of all this momentum towards the Liberals. And it is just a really exciting time to be out there talking to people about the future of the communities in North Island Powell River. We have communities from big to tiny and a wide, wide range of them. And they all have certain issues that they want to address. They're concerned about the tariffs. They're concerned about economic development. They've got concerns around health care. But they're coming with ideas. They're coming with a willingness to try and find solutions and work together on things. And I'm finding that just exhilarating and exciting. So it's been an amazing first couple days of the campaign.
Paul McKnight, returning candidate for the PPC, thanked the newsroom for reaching out but said he will not be giving interviews at this time and suggested listeners read his bio online. Aaron Gunn, first-time representative of the Conservative Party, did not respond to the request for comment before the publication deadline. Biographies of each of the candidates will be linked in the web version of this news story, which can be found online at chly.ca/news. Electors have until April 22nd to register to vote or apply to vote by mail, either online at elections.ca or in person at a local Elections Canada office. Elections Canada has offices throughout the North Island Powell River riding in Campbell River, Port McNeill, Comox, and Powell River. Electors may also visit these offices to vote early by special ballot before the April 22nd deadline. Advanced voting will take place April 18th through 21st, and Election Day will be on Monday, April 28th. For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.